USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Zelensky, through his translator, spoke to the United States Congress asking for a no-fly zone and comparing his situation to 9/11.
Remember September the 11th, a terrible day when evil tried to turn your cities in battlefields, when innocent people were attacked from air. Yes, just like no one else expected it. You could not stop it. Our country experienced the same every day.
In economic news, U.S. retail sales rose very moderately in February as more expensive gasoline and food forces households to cut back on spending on other goods, which will restrain economic growth throughout this quarter. Retail sales increased by only 0.3% last month, according to the Commerce Department. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Workers in PPE gear in Hong Kong have carted the bodies of coronavirus victims into refrigerated shipping containers as the city morgues run out of space from their deadly Omicron surge. In under 3 months since the highly transmissible variant broke out, they've recorded nearly a million infections and over 4,700 deaths, the bulk of them from the city's unvaccinated elderly population. 9 people have died in a fiery head-on collision in West Texas, including 6 students and a coach from a New Mexico university who were returning home from a golf tournament. A pickup truck crossed the center line of a 2-lane road, crashed into a vehicle carrying the members of the University of the Southwest's men and women's golf teams, according to Sergeant Stephen Blanco of the Texas Department of Public Safety. The University of the Southwest is a private Christian college located in Hobbs, New Mexico, near the state's border with Texas. The teams had been scheduled to play in a tournament at Midland College about 315 miles west of Dallas. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
If you're looking to take a trip anytime soon, the cost of your plane tickets are expected to be going up.
Some airlines are increasing their ticket prices as the cost of fuel continues to go up. Delta is raising tickets roughly 10%, with United and Southwest also joining in. The increase in ticket prices comes the same day both American and Southwest announced flight schedules were being cut into the spring due to fuel prices and staffing issues. Delta recorded their highest ticket sales of all time last week, with United and American also saying flight demand was increased. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris has announced that historically black colleges and universities, also called HBCUs, will be eligible for new grant funding following a series of bomb threats made against them. The Project School Emergency Response to Violence program under the Department of Education is intended to enhance campus security and provide mental health resources by providing short-term, immediate funding for institutions that have experienced violent or traumatic incidents. And as spring training is now underway, Major League Baseball has dropped its regular COVID-19 testing for all but symptomatic individuals while maintaining the ability to move games if the public health situation deteriorates. MLB and the Players Association finalized their 2022 COVID-19 protocols, easing pandemic restrictions 5 days after reaching their collective bargaining agreement. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.